New Delhi. India and Mauritius have strengthened their energy partnership with a 5-year agreement under which Indian Oil Corporation, IOC, will supply the island nation's entire import requirement of petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF. The agreement was exchanged during Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri's official visit to Mauritius. The two countries also signed a government-to-government memorandum of understanding, MOU, to expand cooperation in oil and gas, including petroleum product supplies, capacity building, training and biofuels. The long-term sales and purchase agreement between IOC and Mauritius State Trading Corporation, STC, is aimed at ensuring assured fuel supplies and reducing Mauritius' exposure to international price volatility, according to an official statement. Under the agreement, IOC will meet Mauritius' entire import requirement for motor spirit, high-speed diesel and ATF. The ministry described it as the first long-term supply agreement by an Indian public sector oil marketing company outside South Asia in recent years. The pact comes as countries seek to strengthen energy security amid disruptions and volatility in global fuel markets, particularly against the backdrop of continuing instability in West Asia. India, a major refining hub, produces about 267 million tons of refined petroleum products annually from 23 refineries and remains a net exporter of refined fuels. It already supplies petroleum products to neighboring Nepal and Bhutan, while exporting significant volumes to markets across the region and beyond. The Petroleum Ministry stated that India had continued to honor its fuel supply commitments to Nepal and Bhutan even during the ongoing West Asia crisis, highlighting its role as a reliable regional supplier. The agreement positions India as a key fuel supplier to Mauritius while expanding its strategic and economic engagement in the Indian Ocean region. The accompanying oil and gas MOU further institutionalizes bilateral energy cooperation across conventional fuels and emerging areas such as biofuels. During his visit, Puri met Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgoolam and witnessed the exchange of the MOU and the IOC-STC agreement. He also held discussions with Energy and Public Utilities Minister Patrick Gervais Acervaden, Commerce and Consumer Protection Minister John Michael Tazoon Sao Young Sik Yuen, and Foreign Affairs, Regional Integration and International Trade Minister Donajay Ramphal. Puri and Acervaden also participated in the groundbreaking ceremony for a 27,500-ton marine bunker fuel storage facility being developed by India Oil, Mauritius, Limited at Mer Rouge in Port Louis. The facility is expected to strengthen Mauritius' marine fuel infrastructure and deepen India's presence across the country's energy supply chain. The oil and gas MOU also provides for cooperation in biofuels through knowledge sharing, research and training. Mauritius is a founding member of the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA, an India-led initiative launched during New Delhi's G20 presidency. As part of the GBA's country engagement program, its secretariat has partnered with Mauritius Ministry of Energy and Public Utilities to develop a biofuels country landscape policy framework. Puri and Acervaden jointly witnessed its launch, marking another step towards exploring biofuels as part of Mauritius' energy transition.